Hi, and welcome to another week of Crypto Vibes Podcast, your weekly recap of news of what's happening in the world of crypto and Web3. I'm your host, Neil Alonzo, and this podcast is brought to you by Fort Brox. We're a crypto mining company. So let's jump into some disclosures so we can really get into the meat of this week. We are not financial advisors, wealth managers, lawyers, or brokers. We're merely sharing the information that we gather this week from, you know, everything that we discover and sharing it with you and trying to put it in a condensed fashion because crypto is a moving target and there's so much news this week. The past few weeks have just been slamming with news. All of the sourced links and information that we cite is in our show notes or description. You can find everything at cryptopodcast.xyz. I could say that there's headlines for this week, but there's just so many headlines. So we're just going to jump into it, right? AMC Movie Theaters mobile app lets you buy tickets with crypto now. A few months after AMC Theaters started accepting crypto payments, you can use its app to buy movie tickets using Dogecoin, Shiba Inu tokens, and other virtual currencies, CEO Adam Aron said. The app is using BitPay to process cryptocurrency payments, which are only accepted in the U.S. for now. You can also buy tickets with Apple Pay, Google Pay, PayPal, and an old-fashioned thing called credit card. That's funny. That's from the article itself. That was on Engadget. And in other news, Meta to take nearly half of all sales made by its metaverse creators as fees. So for those of you who really had a stickler for iTunes and Apple, this one comes at even a deeper jab. Curious to see what Epic Games is going to do about this once they get involved with the metaverse. This is just more reason for them to build their own layer one blockchain. So part of that from Reuters, April 13th, Facebook parent Meta Platforms will charge creators around 47.5% on sales of digital assets and experiences made inside the company's virtual reality platform, Horizon Worlds. The overall charge comprises of 30% hardware platform fee for sales made through MetaQuest Store, where it sells apps and games meant for its virtual reality headsets, and a further 17.5% cut as its Horizon platform fees, Meta spokesperson told Reuters on Wednesday of last week, actually. So we're a little late to reporting this, but sorry about that. In more international news, France's crypto industry fights institutional caution. A Web3 summit in Paris has vaunted the country's strengths and talent pool, but crypto advocates must battle for acceptance from skeptical financiers. And Canada's WonderFi bulks up further with planned $31 million acquisition of Coinberry Crypto Exchange. WonderFi recently completed the purchase of BitBuy, another trading venue. And in the Twitterverse, Jack Dorsey had a response to Vitalik Buterin on a nice little thread, just an excerpt of Jack Dorsey's tweet. Our link, again, is in our show notes. And this is referencing the tweet, his response. And mind you, it's taken a little bit out of context, but you need to go see the tweet. It says, if you're building on ETH, you have at least one, if not many, single points of failure, and therefore not interesting to me. Again, that was just taken out of the thread. Go read it. For fans of Kickstarter, Exploding Kittens animated series, mobile game coming to Netflix. That's going to be pretty interesting. I want to see how that franchise continues to grow. And we got a bunch of mining news actually this week, surprisingly enough. And U.S. government sanctions Russian Bitcoin miner. The Treasury Department added Moscow-based BitRiver to its specialty designation nationals list. Interesting. Take a look at the link. And Ireland is preparing to ban Bitcoin donations over Russia election interference fears. The Irish government wants to remove dark money from the election process. Don't we all? In more tweets heard around the Twitterverse, Vitalik Buterin has this, my one sentence impression of recent quantum supremacy stuff so far is that it is to real quantum computing what hydrogen bombs are to nuclear fusion. Proof that a phenomenon and the capability to extract power from it exists, but still far from the direct use toward useful things. This is an ongoing topic that's been growing momentum, and obviously Vitalik felt the need to post about it. So check it out more. ApeCoin, Bored Ape Yacht Club, I mean, they're having a hell of a year. They really are. The crypto token is based around the Bored Ape Yacht Club. It hit a one-month high earlier this week. The price surge appears to have been sparked by unconfirmed reports that Bored Ape Yacht Club creator Yuga Labs preparing to launch land sales for its Other Side Metaverse project. As we reported last week, there's the animated series that they're doing with Coinbase, and now it looks like there might even be a Bored Ape Yacht Club themed burger joint springing up in California. I mean, we saw Moby Burger off Santa Monica Boulevard in West Hollywood, so Yeah, this makes sense. Clerks 2 fans will understand the Moby Burgers. And this also could be a headline, but it would be more marketing, I guess, based. But Coinbase launches social NFT marketplace in limited beta, just as NFT sales dive. That's the headline from The Verge. That's pretty funny. I mean, yeah, it's a bigger marketplace now. But here's the thing. If they have a car lot, they're going to sell cars and make commission. Whether or not the cars suck, that's kind of the way it is with the NFT marketplace, right? As long as people are posting up NFTs, Coinbase is going to make their money. It's good business. And the Monero community reaches consensus for July hard fork. Monero hard forks are meant to improve the base protocol and will not result in the splitting and creation of a new coin. And more IPO news, blockchain.com could look at an IPO as early as this year, according to a report on CoinDesk. Not by CoinDesk, on CoinDesk. Cryptocurrency exchange, blockchain.com is interviewing banks for initial public offering, an IPO, which could take place as early as this year, Bloomberg reported on Tuesday of this last week. The IPO might not happen till 2023, and its plans could still change, the report said, citing people familiar with the matter. Love speculation. And the UK crypto industry hopes for more clarity from planned stablecoin rules. A new regulatory package for crypto could clear up some gray areas for digital asset companies around which regulations they should comply with. For fans of Algo stablecoin protocol, Beanstalk cut down by governance hack. An attacker drained 24,830 Ether and 36 million Bean tokens worth about 180 million. The attacker exploited a loophole in the protocol's governance process to push through a malicious, quote, improvement proposal. More international news, North Korean hackers responsible for last month's Ronin theft, FBI confirms. Hacker collectives Lazarus Group and APT38 are responsible for the theft, the FBI said. In step with that, well, not in step with that, it's just a thing that happens, you know. MetaMask issues warning following 650,000 iCloud phishing scam. The wallet app is asking users to disable iCloud backups for MetaMask by going into settings, into profile, into iCloud, into managed storage, backups. MetaMask response has drawn criticism from community members. Well, yeah, it doesn't matter what they're going to do. Whenever there's an attack, there's going to be criticism. And this is an op-ed on Decrypt.co. We're big fans of Decrypt.co. We like a lot of the content that they push out. This is a thought piece. It says, Web3 is supposed to be secure. What about all these hacks? Question mark. And this is a little bit taken as an excerpt. It says, and speaking of Bitcoin, I think this is the one occasion where the broader Web3 world should consider learning from Bitcoin maximalists. Obnoxious though they may be, the Maxists are right that there is nothing more battle-tested and secure than the Bitcoin blockchain. One of the big reasons Satoshi's creation remains the world's most valuable crypto. Web3 founders should take more time to build their projects in a similar fashion rather than hitting the gas in hopes of a quick token payoff. If they don't, Web3 risks losing the little credibility it's built. So here's the thing with that. Silicon Valley has had the stigma of move fast, break things, right? There's don't be evil. There's so many things that have turned cliche, and that's it's being built on. I mean, humans are behind the adoption and the use and the creation of the technology behind crypto. So because there's money to be made, win, lose, or fail, and there's a lot of hype around everything, you know, stuff's going to be broke, or, you know, stuff's going to be made that shit. There's going to be centralized applications that should have never been built. There's going to be decentralized protocols that are not going to be end up being decentralized. I mean, there's humans involved. So adoption always has these hurdles. I was re-listening to Joe Rogan and Elon Musk podcast. Great podcast for those who listened. You know, and not siding with anything, but other than saying, they talked, Elon Musk brought up the point about car manufacturers fighting seatbelts. Okay. Nothing that's happening right now with the development, with all the technology that's new, is anything new with how humans go about doing things. Okay. It's that simple. You would think we could reverse engineer our case studies so that we learn better, but when finances are involved, I mean, you know, stuff just happens. We can only be hopeful, cautiously optimistic, realistically pessimistic that this gets handled properly, right? Moving on. Solana stablecoin project Casino plummets to zero after multi-million dollar hack. Cashino, a Solana-based stablecoin project, has been looted for millions after attackers leveraged a, quote, infinite mint glitch. And Australia gets go-ahead to list country's first Bitcoin ETF next week. Trading could begin on the CBOE Australia as early as April 27th, following a seven-day notice period. For those of you who listen to Jason Ellis and anything he does, he's Australian. I wonder what he thinks about this. It'd be funny as hell. I'm telling you, his response to any of that would probably be funny as hell. MasterCard's crypto boss explains why he's not afraid of the blockchain. Please tell us. Raj, and I apologize for the pronunciation, but I'm going to work on it. Raj Da Madharan's job is to find ways for the payments giant to offer access to crypto. Well, they should. I mean, you don't want to miss the boat. It's a cool read on protocol.com. EU crypto firms protest, quote, alarming anti-money laundering laws. The crypto sector has written to European Union finance ministers and lawmakers to urge a rethinking of anti-money laundering rules the industry regards as, quote, burdensome and, quote, alarming. The letter seen by CoinDesk and signed by academics, lobby groups, and senior executives from companies such as Ledger, Aave, and Blockchain.com says current proposals to identify crypto users known as the travel rule endanger privacy and innovation in the EU. Moving on, U.S. citizens are moving abroad to sidestep crypto regulation, law firm says. This was found on blockworks.co. The law firm has between 50 to 100 clients in the U.S. each year, and about half are involved in crypto. Antigua is one of the most popular tax-friendly destinations for crypto holders, according to this immigration lawyer. I mean, yeah, Katie Hahn was a proponent talking about the offshoring of things, maybe not specifically this, but in general, if the United States doesn't embrace and get more proactive with how they work with crypto, people are going to move. Why? Because money's involved. Washington governor signs a bill to accelerate in-state blockchain adoption. Jay Inslee, governor of Washington, signed into law the Engrossed Substitute Senate Bill 5544, which establishes a blockchain work group in the Northwest state. The development aims to accelerate the adoption of the technology across a wide range of sectors such as banking and financial services, healthcare, real estate transactions, higher education, supply chain, and more. And as listeners of this podcast know, we're fans of Jessica Matthews. She's writing for Term Sheet from Fortune. And Term Sheet's been around a long time. We were an Aaron Griffith fan, Paulina. I mean, there's been a lot of great talent that's come through that particular newsletter. But Jessica Matthews wrote an unauthorized profile of the world's top crypto investor, Chris Dixon. That's the headline of it. You should check it out. From what we've seen of Chris Dixon, he worked with Katie Hahn at Andreessen Horowitz. It's a cool read. Latest EU sanctions force Binance to crack down on Russian users. In a blog post, Binance said that it will limit services for, quote, Russian nationals or natural persons residing in Russia or legal entities established in Russia. With crypto holdings exceeding around $10,900, following the EU's fifth package of anti-Russia restrictions, users that fit this description will be made to complete a proof of address check. I mean, proof of address check. How much are they going to do it? I mean, a lot of parents, even before the pandemic, they knew how to get their kids into a different school by having the mail sent somewhere else because that was a proof of address check. So how diligent is this going to be? That's curious. Not to be left out, KuCoin NFT Marketplace, WindVane, and KuCoin Ventures are launching a $100 million creators fund to Web 3.0 world. And Morgan Stanley says crypto could become more widely used as currency. Partnerships with physical stores are a significant milestone in the evolution of Bitcoin as a medium of payment, the bank said. You don't say, Morgan Stanley. You have a hell of a history. Can you detect the sarcasm in the voice? I mean, we're going to start doing video with this particular podcast, and maybe it'll make it easier. Australian regulators advance countries, crypto rules and latest guidance. APRA and AUSTRAC look to simplify the current patchwork of regulation for Australia's budding crypto industry. Latest in crypto hiring, Binance recruits former regulators. Kraken hires former Spotify Gannett executive to lead marketing efforts. See, this is interesting. I've talked with people about this for years, but if you wanted to really find out about your competition, one of the ways you could do is look at who they're hiring, what roles they're advertising for, because when Stripe was looking to do things in crypto, you know, they had postings of jobs and there was chatter about jobs before anybody knew that they were really doing something with crypto. So it's a great way to do some, you know, intel if you're into that sort of thing. FTX General Counsel says NFT copyright infringement is our biggest issue. Yeah. Legal answers to intellectual property questions surround NFTs are unclear. And it says in the article, centralized NFT platforms must find a solution to intellectual property issues before regulators step in, attorneys warn. Well, yeah. I mean, reread it. I re-listen to that. Of course, we need a fine. But again, humans are involved. And if you're trying to make money, it's easier to make it faster, you know, beg for forgiveness, that whole thing, right? But it's getting tougher, especially since crypto has such a big stage of everybody pointing the finger at it. There are other things in the market space that should have just as much scrutiny and the finger pointing at it and maybe quick reactions, but I don't know, you know, so much speculation. And Stripe to let clients make payments in USDC stablecoin via Polygon, starting with Twitter. Twitter will be the first company to test this option by paying earnings via crypto to content creators who use its monetization products. I mean, yeah, that's pretty cool. In an op-ed piece on Bloomberg, there is an article that says, it could destroy your life. Crypto trading goes to rehab. And then from an excerpt, from a $90,000 a week Swiss clinic to inexpensive teletherapies, addiction specialists are offering treatments for compulsive crypto traders. I mean, nymphomaniacs, drug abusers, bronies, cloppers. I mean, there's therapists for everything now. Why wouldn't you have one for crypto? I wonder if those therapists accept crypto for payment, you know? And would the treatment vary if you were giving them payment in Cosmos or Ether or Bitcoin? Or maybe you're just doing a shit coin through Uniswap, you know, you juggling those coins. I wonder if it, you know, changes things. In more Hollywood news, Alien director Ridley Scott to produce film about Ethereum's rise. Scott Free Productions, the production company behind, quote, House of Gucci and Blade Runner 2049, has attached his name to an adaptation of the defiant founder Camilla Russo's book, The Infinite Machine, about the founding of the Ethereum network. I mean, I don't know. There's not as much original material these days, it seems like. I mean, it's been like this for years, and if you talk to generations, there's like, oh, that was a remake of this movie. My dad always says, like, oh, they made that movie already. Soylent Green has been used so many times. So, you know, how many times can you bring back Full House, right? So you got to pull from reality. I mean, look at Theranos' story. WeWork. I mean, you used to have to wait till people passed away till a biography got made. And now it's like, if it's juicy enough or it's, you know, TikTok or Twitter worthy enough, it's just going to get made. It's kind of interesting, right? There's an exit strategy for just having some sort of popularity or success, good, bad, or otherwise. Uniswap Labs now blocks certain crypto wallets from its app's front end. Uniswap Labs now blocks crypto wallet addresses that are found to be engaged in illegal behavior from its front end. Uniswap Labs has partnered with TRM Labs for this initiative. See? People are making the steps to make things more secure. Just because the technology can be more secure doesn't necessarily humans are going to build it more secure or deploy it more secure. You know, I mean, again, everybody's doing what they can. You know, I have a lot of cautious optimism, you know, realistic pessimism about how this will roll out. New York man arrested for alleged $1.8 million crypto mining scam. Authorities say 37-year-old Chet Stanojevich promised to take a customer on a 31-hour road trip to see the non-existent mining equipment in Canada and then abandoned him at the Buffalo airport. Damn. I mean, you know, do your own due diligence and, you know, There's ways to create validity behind any value proposition you have, not just crypto mining. And that's not just because we're crypto miners ourselves, but damn. I mean, he went all the way to Buffalo and then abandoned him. like, come on, it's not funny, but there is some humor sometimes in the absurd, and this seems absurd. But Ukraine's central bank bans crypto purchases in local currency. Individuals may only purchase crypto using foreign currency up to a value of 100,000 Ukraine hryvnia. I apologize. I will learn to pronounce things a little bit better, which would be $3,400 USD per month. Texas congressman endorses Bitcoin mining for U.S. energy independence. Bitcoin mining is exploding in Texas. That's partly because prominent politicians such as Representative Pete Sessions are courting mining firms. Pete hasn't called us. But maybe they only want Bitcoin. ExxonMobil to pilot Bitcoin mining project with natural gas. ExxonMobil has reportedly launched a pilot program that will use excess natural gas to power cryptocurrency mining. Again, this article is on decrypt.co. You should get a good read. In more mining news, Bitcoin firm Caruso Energy raises $505 million to grow flare gas mining business. Caruso uses, quote, digital flare mitigation to repurpose untapped natural gas into electricity for Bitcoin mining. Binance recovers $5.8 million linked to Axie Infinity hack. The funds were spread over 86 accounts, Binance's founder confirmed. And in more NFT space news, OpenSea suspends trading of San Vegas Casinos Club NFTs. NFT marketplace OpenSea has suspended the trading of gambling apes, non-fungible tokens from the San Vegas Casino Club after regulators in Texas and Alabama ordered trading to halt as they were categorized as unregistered securities. Interesting. Why an ad-supported tier on Netflix was inevitable. This was something we found on Morning Brew. It says the lower-cost tiers are essential for continued growth. Well, here's the thing. What does this have to do with Web3 and crypto? It's going to do a lot. I mean, look at how much money Crypto.com spends on advertising. You don't think that they're going to be one of the biggest first advertisers on Netflix? I mean, come on. You're going to see so much crypto content advertising on Netflix. And to round out the feel-good vibe of this week's news, marriage moves to the metaverse. It's not just a futuristic fever dream, but the natural progression of online romance. I mean, who doesn't want to get married in the metaverse? I mean, who wants to get married in real life? It's going to be interesting, right? Like, how many people are getting married in real life versus the metaverse? Will more people get married in the metaverse and monogamous? Or, you know what I mean? It's crazy. It's actually really intriguing. But that story will continue to unfold itself. Well, thank you again for spending your time with us on this weekend. Again, this show is weekly. It drops at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time every Saturday. You can find all the links to all the information that we shared and news headlines on cryptopodcast.xyz. If you found value in what we're doing, please share with others. Who doesn't want to share value? Also, please check out our podcast, the Fort Brock's Crypto Podcast. Just punch that into whatever podcast platform you're listening, or you can go to our YouTube channel of Fort Brock's and check them out. We'd like to think we put out some solid content on that as well. Longer form, and then we're also dicing them up for you so you have quicker bites to listen to and watch. But again, we'd like to thank Good Soup Music for giving us that dope bop at the beginning and outro music for our podcast. So we hope you had a good week. Have a great weekend, and we hope your crypto portfolio keeps going up.